The International Atomic Energy Agency has denied a charge from Iraqi President Saddam Hussein that its inspectors are engaged in intelligence activity in Iraq. The agency says its inspectors are working in accordance with their UN Security Council mandate. The International Atomic Energy Agency, based in Vienna, categorically denies charges by Saddam Hussein that its inspectors are engaged in intelligence work. The Iraqi president has accused the inspectors of going beyond the mandate established by the UN Security Council. The IAEA spokeswoman, Melissa Fleming, strongly refutes the accusations.
We would say that we have been carrying out our mandate in a professional, systematic, and polite manner. We are working according to our mandate under the resolution, and we're not going beyond that in any way. Any accusation that we are an intelligence body that is implying that we are reporting or collecting information for national governments is just flatly wrong. We have a mandate under the Security Council, and we are not in the employ of any one government.
Ms. Fleming added that the inspectors have not been searching people, but rather focusing on facilities and looking at documents. The inspectors have also been interviewing Iraqi scientists, as authorized by the Security Council. U.S. officials recently called on the inspectors to be more aggressive in their search for banned weapons in Iraq. Melanie Sully for VOA News, Vienna.